AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A chemical leak from an asphalt plant that led Corpus Christi officials to warn residents this week not to drink the water was apparently reported a week earlier. That's according to an email from a state environmental official. Mayor Dan McQueen has said local officials only learned of the leak on Wednesday.
I'm hearing rumors that even as far back as before Thanksgiving, okay? I'm going to tell you, I don't know all of this data, but I'm hearing it, we're investigating it, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Meanwhile, in another city dealing with a water crisis, the AP Shirley Smith reports an appeals court says it will not block home-delivered water in Flint, calling Michigan's insistence that it's too expensive disingenuous.
The state of Michigan and outside experts insist that the water quality is greatly improved in Flint since the city stopped using the Flint River in 2015. But people are still urged to use filters. The river water wasn't treated to reduce corrosion, and that caused lead to leach out from the old city pipes.
President Obama is urging President-elect Trump to back calls for an independent probe of Russia's alleged election season hacking.
The president says the hacking should be investigated as a threat to American democracy.
That should be a bipartisan issue. That shouldn't be a partisan issue.
The president-elect has called the assertion that the Kremlin was working to get him elected ridiculous. But at a news conference, Obama called the intelligence convincing, though most will stay secret.
I'll be honest with you, when you're talking about cybersecurity, a lot of it is classified, and we're not going to provide it.
He says he confronted Vladimir Putin about the hacking at an Asian summit and told him to cut it out. And to anyone doubting Putin's role, Obama observed, not much happens in Russia without Vladimir Putin. Mark Smith at the White House.
Diplomats trying to salvage the evacuation of eastern Aleppo after it stalled Friday. This is AP Radio News. The Houston Rockets set an NBA record for three-pointers with 24 in a 122-100 win over New Orleans. Not impressed was Rockets forward Ryan Anderson.
I think it's something just we're not surprised about. It's not something that's a shocker that we're going to celebrate, I think, because I feel like we could do that again pretty easily. I feel like we can shoot it even better than we did tonight. So we're just going to keep playing the way we've been playing.
Health officials say last year more than 52,000 people died from drug overdoses, with almost two-thirds involving prescription or illegal opioids. More from the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that deaths from synthetic opioids, including illicit fentanyl, rose 73%. Prescription painkillers took the highest toll but posted the smallest increase. Overdose deaths from drugs like OxyContin and Vicodin were up 4%.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.